From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Well, if you've ever called your boss a pig, and I have never called my boss a pig, well, you may have been more accurate than you thought. Several recent studies show that the way humans behave in the workplace is a lot like how animals behave in the wild. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace has been checking out all this research. And Steve, what did you find?
Actually, I don't know if I should grunt first, Madeline, but yeah, I don't know if I should tell you, Madeline. Maybe, you know, I'd be happy to share all this with your boss first, but yeah, just joking. But the point is that if I did go to your boss first, I'd be following some of the more self-promotional instincts these studies find that humans share with animals.
Okay, so all right, if you're saying that it's not just the bosses who are acting like animals, you're saying that the workers act like animals.
Oh, yeah, right. You know, and you know, we shouldn't say that the animals have motives, at least. You know, that's not scientific. But some of the behaviors we see in the workplace sort of smack of the stuff we all talk about around the water cooler. And, you know, for instance, there's one example from the bird world that really looks like sucking up to the boss. And it's where one bird that researchers call a wingman or wingwoman pairs up with a strong bird of his or her sex to help that other bird attract a mate.
Yeah, but the other bird gets the mate. What's in it for this wing bird?
Yeah, well, you might say that there's a promotion in it. It turns out that the helper bird is more likely to move into the main role down the road where he or she gets the mate. So suck up to the strong bird and get promoted.
Okay, that sounds really familiar. And other ways we act like animals?
Well, you know, like some bosses, chimpanzee leaders make these big visible displays of anger when they're mad. They raise their voices. They throw things. I had a boss like that once. And like chimpanzees, some bosses also try to keep supporters away from real or perceived rivals. Don't talk to that person. You know?
Mm. Well, aren't we supposed to have some reasoning faculty to elevate us from this kind of behavior?
Well, that's one thing the studies start to address. They don't prove it, but the indications are we have more animal instinct in us than we'd like to admit. And there's another example I really like. It involves these things, these birds called cowbirds. They act like the mafia. They lay their eggs in another bird's nest, and then they expect that bird to care for the hatchlings.
Hmm. And if the other bird just cares for its own?
The cowbirds will come back and trash the nest. So they're a little like the mob exacting protection money.
Okay, well, what does it all mean? Some serious answers here.
Well, that's the sort of the central philosophical question. Can we just not stop our behaviors sometimes? And Jeff Hoover, who's an avian ecologist in Illinois, has this response.
That is kind of the next frontier. We really don't necessarily know yet at this point. I think in general, though, all these different kinds of behaviors are basically to further the cause or to improve the fitness or to benefit the individual that's behaving in the particular way.
So, you know, what they do know is that there's a lot of animal-like self-interest built into many of our behaviors. What they're not saying yet is how strong a grip these behaviors have on us supposedly intelligent animals.
Supposedly. Thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.